And we have Tim. Tim, I have to relate to you a story, and I want to. We are, if this was what I call tag team wrestling, and I'm good at chokeholds. You're good at probably putting people on the mat. Last night I had a call, kind of a panic call, to do a two-hour show with Ground Zero Radio out of Portland. It's apparently on Premier Radio Network, the same network as George Norrie and Coast to Coast. And I told them that 8 years ago I got a call from George Norrie to do a whole series of shows that they had a whole lot of people requesting. They wanted to get me on an interview about a number of topics, from Oklahoma City to 9/11 to bioterrorism, to a lot of areas that I've discussed already when I was on my previous shows on Clear Channel and later Prophecy Club television radio network across the country in the late 90s. And then on Genesis Network in 2005 onward, and later on Republic Broadcasting when I went back to Genesis after Alex Jones called me and promised to do specials every month, which he didn't. Talk last night, I said, no, I don't want to have something like that happen when they call me 15 minutes before I go on air and just cancel and then have Catherine Albrecht try to do a hit job on me. And by the way, Catherine Albrecht should not be trusted. She's part of the establishment. She's a liar, just like Alex Jones is a liar, manipulator, and news controller. And so is this guy, Clyde Lewis, from Ground Zero Radio. Now, he wants to talk about the issue of the culling of the population, because apparently he says his wife was involved with government and is very concerned about Zika virus, and dug up some minimal research where he found out that Mr. Gallo had actually had the patents for HIV virus, because they actually bioengineered. I know a lot more details because I got the original documents given to me in Zurich, Switzerland, by doctors who smuggled the actual original documents out of the World Health Organization headquarters in Basel. So I'm not an average person.
Dr. Shemofsky was a key player, by the way, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right. So anyway, my point is, so he did a monologue for an hour about what he's done research on terms of why they're trying to cull the world population. And then he brought me on, and he wanted to start asking questions. I said, well, we have to start with a background as to the reasons why these globalists are doing this and why they're in a big panic to reduce the world population. And I posed three things. I said, the first one is, Tycho Brahe, who's the Danish astronomer that over 100 years ago discovered perturbations of the outer planets, and this is the start of the search for what's called Planet X, which is not a planet at all, it's a dwarf star, which if you look at the cartouches in ancient Egypt and Sumeria, they called it by various names, Heraclobus, Nimbus, the Nemesis, the Destroyer. They saw arcs across the sky because of plasma physics occurring. It pushed in hyper-elliptical comets. That's why comets are always considered harbingers of death and destruction. In fact, if a comet occurred over a battle site, literally the armies battling would stop battling and go home. That's how bad it was. And they knew that the dwarf star would cause massive coronal mass ejections from the sun, change the solar output, and could also cause major earthquakes and volcanoes on the planet because the gravity waves release ringwoodite, release nascent oxygen and hydrogen, which, believe it or not, water, nascent oxygen and hydrogen in the inner mantle, 400 to 700 mantle, kilometers deep, is what drives all the volcanoes and earthquakes are caused by gravity waves from deep space. Now, the geomagnetic field and the gravity wave field from this dwarf star is big enough that it can actually not only, it's probably somewhere around 40% of the mass of the sun, and has a geomagnetic field 200,000 times stronger than the sun, so it has a lot of effect on the inner planets, which are all nuclear reactors. The second issue I raised is the fact we're heading toward the singularity of life extension, artificial intelligence, limitless energy, and all kinds of technology that's going to transform the planet by 2030, which is why they talk about, which they validated last September, both Barack Obama and the Pope Francis, the Jesuit, and 72 world leaders, Agenda 2030. And if you don't want to believe me, please don't, but read the documents. You know, a lot of people say, well, I don't like you, Daigle, so I'm not going to read it. Well, why don't you just read it anyway? Even if you hate my guts, read it, and you're going to realize that you're being an idiot. That if you read these documents, it'll open your eyes and say, my gosh, these people really are crazy and evil as hell. And the third one I said is the most important, and this is one that I think, this is where he cut me off the air. I said, you have to understand that we are ruled over by rulers that are people of clay and iron. Now, quoting Daniel chapter 2, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, the clay with the iron. And when the clay is physical human flesh, and iron are these transdimensional entities we call possession. We're not just talking about influencing because it's a bad idea or negative upbringing and so on. We're talking about demonic possession, which Jesus traveled across the Sea of Galilee, the Sea of Gennesaret, and cast all the demons out of the demoniac of the Gadareans. Now, if you don't believe in possession and you're a medical doctor or nurse, you know in a career of 20, 30, 40 years, you're going to come across cases where you have no other explanation. They're not just psychotic or schizophrenic or in a drug feud. They're possessed. That's just a fact. It's an ugly, scary as hell fact, but it's a fact. And it's not a B-movie. It's real. Unfortunately, I've had some experiences that have proven to me, oh my God, this really does happen. Now, what I mentioned was that our world leaders descend from what we call dark side Masonic families, where they're literally witches and warlocks, ancient Canaanites, because the ancient gods that the Palestinians worshipped, which are the descendants of Esau, worshipped the god Dagon, which is a reptilian amphibious god from the star system Sirius B, known around the world in South Africa as the Chitahuri, in Oceania, Pacific Ocean, they were referred to as the Naga, and they were referred to as the Gorgons in Europe, or the Gargoyles. That's why when you see, if you go through Denver International Airport and the air, the luggage exchange arrays, whatever, they're picking up your luggage, you'll see suitcases with gargoyles popping out, and you walk down the concourse of, I think, Concourse A, you'll see a One World Airport. And you'll see the Masonic symbols and signs and everything all over the damn place. Then you walk down to the main concourse and you see pictures by a Mayan artist and philosopher that really shows stuff that's scary as hell. And you go online and see these pictures and you say, why are these apocalyptic pictures here? It looks like Nazis and coffins and people of all different nationalities dying and demonic stuff happening. It's because we're overruled by people like Hillary Clinton that are literally possessed. She's a person of clay and iron. She was brought as a little girl to sex magic rituals and human sacrifice and drank blood and ate flesh and was possessed no differently than Barack Obama, George Soros, and many other leaders, including the Queen of England. You need to understand this. If you don't understand possession is real and it's passed on, the greatest thing you can do in Masonic orders is not mass murder. It's literally cursing.
You know, a Russian Orthodox priest has said, he's an expert evidently on possession, that Hillary Clinton clearly shows signs of demonic possession.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you happen to see the two YouTube videos of her just a couple days ago having a seizure?
No, I didn't, but here's the point.
I'm going to post them on my blog.
I like it. You post them up.
Very obvious. I mean...
Yeah, let me just finish my thesis because I want to hear, because you're an expert. You were a lay Catholic person, but you left the Catholic Church because you know it was going down the wrong demonic road. Now, the Orthodox Church.
I was studying to be a deacon, yeah.
Yeah, the Orthodox Church knows damn well the Roman Catholic Church is already going to hell in a handcart. And I believe that the prophecies of the Irish monk Malachy over 900 years ago, this is the last pope. This guy is it. And it also prophesies the destruction of the Vatican City and Rome when this final battle finally culminates. Now, what you have to understand is when I said this, I said, now, if you don't understand this, when I get into the science, and he wanted me to get into science about Oxitec and Intrexon and talking about how they made viruses and how they took recombinant versions to make the HIV, human retrovirus, etc. I get the actual documents, and most of these people try to be what they call Me Too because they're narcissistic egomaniacs, but they have no science background. They don't have the intellectual capacity to understand truly how these things were made. And they don't understand the background. It's one thing to say they want to know the surface of the what, in terms of what is Zika virus and why was 15 base pair changes out of 10,000. Number one, how did it happen if this thing has been around since 1947, which was discovered by the Rockefeller Foundation? All of a sudden it emerged as a major cause, and there are still doctors and idiots who don't understand the toxicology, that it's not due to pesticides, which then can be bad, like 2,4-D has dioxins in it. And I'm a toxicology expert, world-class expert. So when I hear people who don't know, or try to, with a baritone voice like Mr. Clyde Lewis, when they try to pretend that they are knowledgeable in this, it's disgusting. Okay? You bring on somebody like me, you sit down, you shut the hell up, and you listen. I'm the professor, you're the student, listen. Now, Clyde Lewis didn't want to listen because he didn't want to hear the Moses to why the world population is ready for catastrophe. And they're not playing around. When they say they want to reduce the world population, the Georgia Guidestones, World Watch Institute, the Agenda 2030, they're not fooling. They're serious. When they release things like the Candida auris, which is 60% fatal Candida infection, when they release a weaponized Vibrio marinus. And I did my PhD research on the Vibrio marinus in terms of converting Chondrus crispus to edible food by knocking off the 3-O methyl groups. I isolated, created a radioisotope version of Chondrus crispus bacteria. I was the first in the world to synthesize it. I wrote the software to analyze it. I supercultured it, so I got 10 million times more capacity to actually do this. They've weaponized Vibrio, so if you go down to the beaches off Rio de Janeiro where the games are going to be, and if this Vibrio gets you, it can eat your leg off in 2 hours. Now, if you don't... 2 hours. That, and you're a done ticket. Now, you have to understand, if you don't understand what I say as to why the globalists are satanically possessed, they're not just evil people that are greedy. If you're greedy, you wouldn't do what these guys are doing because you want more, have more human beings to be slaves or create more wealth for you. They want to reduce the world population. They want life extension technology. They want to be demigods. They want to merge with technology as transhumanists. They want to be fully satanic.
It's a demonic wet dream, though, by the way.
Right, but the point is, people have to grasp
You won't
this.
Get there by destroying the...
If you don't let me, when I talk to people like Clay Lewis, tell you and bring you by the hand, question by ugly question, to the truth, and you cut me off, you're never going to understand, or your audience will never understand, or they'll think, well, that's a weird story. I don't believe Deagle. He's not a real scientist. He's lying. Oxford didn't put this double-stranded DNA that 10 years earlier they put in the Ballworth moth in Georgia, and now the genes, according to Dr. Maewon Hone and other experts, have jumped into plants, other insects, voles, rats and other vector animals, and they're jumping into multiple places in their genome because it's what's called a transposon gene complex. Now, I guarantee you the idiot, and he's a moron, Clyde Lewis, doesn't understand the first thing about Oxitec and how the double-stranded DNA changed, increased oxidative stress, and caused the RNA viruses, which are all the filovirus class, including yellow fever and Zika virus, et cetera. And by the way, they're not testing for other viruses, which they should be. I talked about this last week with Ann Morrison on the show an hour or two on Twiland.info. You need to realize if I get in a court or in a scientific convention and I get a clear chance to ask any panel of experts, because I work with the FBI and CDC and these scientists, including the Infectious Disease Department at the University of Colorado, you want to be fearful because you got Deagle axing, A-X-E, you questions. This is not a funny thing to be facing me. It's not funny. Now, when I get cut off, he said, well, you're not answering my questions. I said, well, when I finish my third point, I'm going to answer your tech questions about Oxitec that was taken over by Intrexon out of Maryland. That basically their tagline on their website is better living through better DNA. Do you realize out there, public, just how close we are to catastrophe? Do you realize that they've not only weaponized it, but these women, they've now proven out of Guadalupe Island, in the Caribbean, just 2 weeks ago, they got a study that proved that the endocervical growth of Zika continues indefinitely in the uterus and the endocervical canal, so she can sexually transmit it to men, even though there's none in her blood. It's hiding inside her cells, inside her bone marrow, and inside her brain, and makes it impossible for her to have a normal pregnancy afterwards. So 2 billion people, according to the WHO, are at risk of Zika alone, let alone all the other pathogens that are cooking, of making them permanently incapable of having normal pregnancy. Now, if you don't think this is the end times, you're out of their frigging mind. Now, Mr. Clyde Lewis, if you think I'm going to finish with you, you cross the Rubicon, and now Deagle's out to get blood. I'm really angry that you cut me off and let me not finish my thesis, because you're not going to hear this from other experts. You're not going to have the references directly out of the World Health Organization about HIV. You're not going to know about bioterrorism and having worked with the FBI and CDC and questioning them 6 months before 9/11. And they told me they were going to do war games. Do you not know, when you talk about Ground Zero Radio, that Ground Zero, which is a play on the words about 9/11, you don't know about 9/11 because it was a war game. It wasn't run by Tim Osman, a.k.a. Mr. Osama bin Laden, dying of renal failure in a cave in Afghanistan. In August, the French newspaper La Presse reported that they cleared the entire renal dialysis unit floor of the hospital, American hospital in Qatar, just to receive Tim Osman, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden, head of Mujahideen, because the CIA cleared the place to make sure that the guy could come in and get dialysis because he was dying. He died long before the so-called SWAT team came in and tried to kill him, which is why they had the helicopter accidents afterward and cleaned out the rest of the so-called the killer team to kill Mr. Osama, and Mr. Grinning Idiot Obama tries to pretend he's a hero because he sent in the final kill team to kill Osama. Osama was dead in the grave, cold, and his bones are moldering, as they say. John Brown's body is moldering in the grave long before Osama got the grin on his idiot face, this demonically possessed maniac. So, for you, Clyde Lewis, you're going to know the truth whether you like it or not. And it's going to come through alternative sources. I'm putting out YouTube videos, live stream, I'll RSS feed it everywhere. And if you think this is over, you've just ticked me off serious. What do you think?
Well, yeah.
The reason is you try to twist and cover the truth like this moron, George Norrie, and I call the poodle of their networks. And so, by the way, the same network that cut me off and had this female broadcaster over in Genesis, Catherine Albrecht, do a hit job on me for hours, lying and exhuming lies from the corporate board of medical examiners and Nine News. After I got called 15 minutes before I was supposed to come in here, and they called me, I didn't call them to do this series of shows on Coast to Coast Radio. So I'm open for blood now. You cross me, you're going to be sorry guys. You need to know, now that I got my own show on Republic Radio and John Stapmiller's 100% behind me, so go for it, Deagle. I'm the kind of guy, you cross me, and you better watch out. You'd be better off to have the devil himself after you rather than Deagle, legally or otherwise. Because I'm going to expose the truth of how you're manipulating and trying to control the media and the message so that you lie to people and tell them, oh, yeah, it was Muslims that did 9/11. Hogwash. Or it was Saudi Arabia and the 28 pages of Saudis did it. Hogwash. They were working for the CIA. So were the Israeli Mossad nuclear agents with the micronukes working under Marvin Bush, who put the damn things for 6 months into the building before they demolished it. I got the actual documents from a Finnish munitions expert who was consulted in 1998, 3 years before 9/11, to demolish the buildings with micronukes and RDX. Did you know that? I posted them up on Clay and Iron. All right? So it was a war game that went live. It wasn't a guy dying of dialysis in a cave in Afghanistan. Get a life. You're not Ground Zero Radio. You're Ground Zero Truth. How's that? You're a liar. Okay? So if you think I'm a little mad, rage is not a strong enough word. You SOB, you're not going to get away with this. Okay? So I finished my rant now, Tim. I want you to kind of comment because I'm sure hearing what I said and knowing who I am, you're not exactly happy with people trying to manipulate the truth and put people in more danger by telling them that everything's okay, go back to sleep, don't worry, we're alternative media, we're telling you the truth, it's a pile of crap. How's that?
Well, you know, on my site, I've been referring stories about terrorism in Europe. I begin the story, Europe in Crisis. I'm about to hit the publish button, and I've changed that to Europe at War.
Right.
We're now seeing two attacks a day.
Oh, yeah. You hear about the guy in Normandy? I mean, I look, pulled up Dredge, and I'm seeing, I see this priest. They got him to kneel down, and they beheaded him right there.
Man.
Yeah. They beheaded the guy right there, and they're literally celebrating as the guy's bleeding out as his head is removed.
Well, but look, you have to understand. What's being said and what's not being said. Holland is saying we're at war now, all-out war against ISIS. Okay. Well, let me ask Mr. Holland, who is the second Jewish puppet from the Rothschild family just in the last decade to be president of France, and he's widely hated.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
By the way, Tim, I just want to insert one little comment here. The wildfires here in California are bad. And we had a little bit of rain here in the spring. It hasn't rained here in 2 months. And we're better off here in Southern California, San Diego County, than the rest of the state. Things are going to get catastrophic. And if this drought continues, you're going to see hundreds of millions of climate refugees from the western United States.
Yep. Well, I think they've been playing with the weather for some time. Oh, you know, but we know for a fact. You and I and a couple other people broke the story about how
the loop current, Dr. Zangara,
the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico and using core exit to keep the oil on the bottom had seriously weakened the
they're still
thermal circulatory system, and how that affects the in the Atlantic Ocean and how that affects the global weather pattern.
It's a pacemaker. It's like a pacemaker
for
your heart. We
warned of that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Now, but it's not only that, they've inserted nanoparticles that are paramagnetic in the upper atmosphere and the troposphere to weaponize the planet to trigger off earthquakes, volcanoes, and weather changes using an advanced version of HAARP. It's not a ground base like the antenna array in Alaska. It's a satellite-based system. And if people, and I beg people out there, I said, you know, this is not me quoting some other guy or some other journalist that doesn't have a scientific background. It's a scientist, me, telling you science, and if you want to challenge me, have the guts on air to challenge me, and I'll give you the specific details in the plasma physics of exactly what these maniacs are doing. You're not going to hear this.
Shift gears here, Dr. Bill. There's been there's two more instances, one in France and one in Germany,
right,
of terrorism. We're now at the point we're seeing roughly two attacks a day. It very much as if someone had thrown a light switch.
Right.
A week ago, we were up to one every other day, and now it's pretty much two a day. This is not an action.
I got a saying for you. ISIS a day makes a peace go away.
Yeah. I on my site, you know, I've been introducing stories about the refugee crisis and all the killings and rapes with a tag, Europe at Europe in crisis. I've now changed today, Europe at war.
Okay, now,
and,
let me ask you some questions.
We had an 84-year-old priest during Mass who was virtually decapitated by two ISIS goons.
Yeah, let me ask you some questions, Tim. This is an important thing because we want to talk solutions here. Number one, do we not have metadata in every country on Earth, including France, in advance of these terrorist activities? Which individuals are tweeting or using Facebook?
Well,
or other
look
means?
Here, to answer that question, I want to say this, and this is one of the things I've said on my blog today.
Right.
And by the way, if you want to go to the blog, listeners, it's just Google Lord Sterling Europe. That'll get you right there. Anyway.
Yeah, or go to Informatica. Always have it posted up the link.
Look, Holland says we're at war. You know, we're at total war with ISIS. And Merkel, they're talking about calling up the army for internal police protection.
Army's not going to do anything.
Yeah,
let
me finish what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah.
You notice there hasn't been a statement by either the president of France or the chancellor of Germany saying, okay, this experiment is over. We're going to charter every plane, ship, train available, and all these Muslims, beginning with the single men, are going to get their ass out of our country and out of Europe. And we've got 7 days, and we're putting all of our military. The reason you haven't heard that is because this is a deliberate plan. There are two purposes behind this plan. One is the broad purpose of being anti-Christian by the Khazarian globalist banking cartel. Anti-Christian, they want to destroy European and pan-European cultures, the nations, the finances, everything about them. Everything we hold dear, they want to destroy. And secondly, to create the long planned Third World War to get us to the New World War, what Albert Pike, the Satanist, spoke of as the war between the Mujahideens or Muslims versus Christians, and during which they plan on wiping out most of the human race.
Okay.
Now, this is what's going on.
Tim, let me give you four steps.
All this bullcrap of we're fighting ISIS. Uh-huh. Well, how come you still have millions of ISIS supporters inside of Germany and France and Norway and Sweden, et cetera, et cetera?
Tim, four steps.
Get them out.
Get the army to get them into civil detention camps now. Get the trains ready. Get their asses out of there. Build tent cities in their home countries and make it a no violence, no guns.
Get them out one way or another.
Do the steps now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from Numana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase 2 family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency, you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from Numana. Buy 2 family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Largest audience group are Germans, who are intelligent and have a backbone. They were basically finagled into World War One and Two by the globalists and the so-called satanically possessed royals, which is why the idiot Clyde Lewis cut me off yesterday, because he didn't want to hear the idea that maybe we're going to have a previously this previous president is on his way out now, destroying our country as the demonically possessed Barack Obama, by an even more possessed Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yeah, there are videos, and I've seen them at least from two different angles, and it shows her she has a spasm, and then she has a cup of ice something or another, cappuccino, and she says, "Oh, that is really cold." Well, it shows a reporter right in front of her on one of the shots, and this gal's eyes are real big, and she's really makes oh my god, what's going on? And this lady has severe medical problems, and it's being covered up.
You're talking
she
about
has
okay?
No business yeah, running yeah. for public office, much less for president and commander.
Well, she should be running toward the ICU. Let me give you a few of her diagnoses.
She's a monster,
okay,
but
number one,
they didn't cover this up. She's heavily medicated, but they were not able to cover this up.
Let me just give you the list. First, her biggest problem is she's possessed, and she was cursed by her family. Second problem, she's had a concussive brain injury, and she's got prismatic lenses because she's got a serious enough brain injury. She's having seizures, narcolepsy attacks, and her glasses to try to bring her eyes together enough she can get binocular vision. She's borderline diabetic or frankly diabetic. She's got Parkinson's disease in the early stages. She's got a chronic fatigue syndrome, and she has hypothyroidism. That's just a start. This woman is a physical wreck. The demons inside her are driving. They got the pedal to the metal inside that body. Okay?
Yeah.
So you have to understand, Hillary Clinton, and this is a correct statement. I like this funny statement by Donald Trump, because obviously he's high energy. He says she's low energy. She's literally on her last legs. She can't keep up with a proper campaign in between now and November. And I guarantee you that it would not surprise me if she has a medical catastrophe between now and November even. So,
well, based on what I saw on the two YouTube videos, I'd say she very well may, and it may happen fairly soon.
I believe in what we should do for Hillary is we should do two things. We should pray that God redeems her soul before she goes to the ultimate place of annihilation, and redeems her body so that in her retirement years she can write a homily and a honest exposure of the demonic things she's done over her lifetime, either in or outside of prison.
Well, that would be very shocking.
Right. Number two, what we should do is we should pray for her, which means we should pray that God brings judgment if she doesn't accept grace. At the end of grace, the destroyer is not Satan, it's God. People don't get that, do they? They think that what Satan does is pervert. He lies, but he can't destroy anything. Only God can. So when you're destroyed, you're not destroyed by Satan. You're destroyed by your Creator. They don't get that, do they?
Well, I'll tell you, there's probably a lot of people that are headed towards hell, and they've earned it.
Well, you know, Hillary Clinton is well on her way with her family cursing her soul.
Before I forget, by the way, you know the let's see, which terrorism incident in Germany was it? The so-called shooting incident in the mall. There was a shooting incident, but multiple eyewitnesses say there were three shooters. Then they found this guy in a field, and they said, "Well, he was Iranian German." It now comes out, no, he wasn't Iranian German. He was actually Syrian. But you have multiple eyewitnesses say there were three shooters, and
well, the same thing as Dallas
came out initially, and of course they cover it up. And look, Merkel is pulling strings. She's desperate to keep this going, but I think
Merkel needs to go to prison. They need to close that government down.
No, she needs to hang. She needs to be convicted for high treason, and she needs to hang.
Right, but what happens is we don't.
They need to change the law to allow it. But anyway, look, beyond it's way beyond that. The German people are getting close to a revolt. Her own vice chancellor said, this is showing the failure of letting all these refugees in. One other senior idiot, though, in the government said, "Oh, this has nothing to do with the refugees. This was two or three attacks ago." In other words, about 2 days ago. The problem is that if her own people don't get rid of her very soon, there will either be a military coup or something like that, with state governments refusing to follow, and they've come real close, one of them, refusing to follow the federal government and arming citizens. You will see a mass revolt by German nationals. And the fear now is getting very high. The globalists have set this up. And, they have plans. But, riding a tiger and planning to ride a tiger are two very different things.
Tim, I got to ask you a question about something.
The tiger gets to vote.
The tiger
is vicious. And he might just turn around and knock you off his back and eat your butt alive.
Okay, let me ask you a question about something you posted here. It says, Hillary's camp blames pro-Trump Russians for cyber attack that exposed dirty deeds. Now, I know this from my sources.
Yeah, well, the Russian
foreign minister. Let me finish, please.
Okay.
That the Russians know what's how the danger is. Hillary is guaranteeing a U.S.-Russian nuclear exchange at some point in the future. Putin fully knows
this. I don't think it'll be very far in the future. But
no,
yes.
It won't be. But if Hillary gets in, it'll be very soon. And they're actually posting up military. In fact, they've asked for an entire division from Canada alone, little country of Canada, to be on the Polish-Russian border. Is that nuts or what? They're getting ready with NATO to actually be in a war footing with Russia right now. And Hillary's camp, they wonder, oh, they're trying to blame the Russians. Yes, the Russians are the best hackers on the planet, if you want to know. And they did release this through WikiLeaks about the Hillary Clinton campaign. So all these so-called emails, many more thousands that have shown Debbie Wasserman Schultz, this lying Khazarian bitch, who actually got booed off the stage so she couldn't even do the convention. She said, don't, she's crying. Don't boo. Don't boo. And then right after they boo her off the stage, Hillary the witch hires her. How disgusting. How absolutely. How disgusting.
She hired her, did you say?
Hired her immediately. Immediately before day one of the convention was over.
So hired her to do what?
God knows, but she's hired. I'm sure she'll be doing something. Probably damage control or God knows what.
And she is in serious trouble, primary trouble. A guy, Tim, I can't think of his last name, starts with C, is running against her. Look, she's a monster. She's an Israeli first, Suli in Congress. She's not there to represent the people.
By the way, they're not even for Israel.
She's there to represent the Khazarian mafia.
When this plays out, the citizens in Israel, I have Barry Chomish on the show regularly, and he has family there. Every single Israeli, whether they're gay, lesbian, atheistic, ultra-Orthodox, Satanist, whatever, they're all going to die. They're all going to die because of policies of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Bibi Netanyahu and Lieberman are going to guarantee there won't be, as it says in the book of Revelation, that they will have to spend 7 months picking up the radioactive bones in the Valley of Jezreel from Haifa all the way to the Dead Sea. That tells me the place is going to get nuked.
Well, yes. I'm sure they'll nuke a lot of the Middle East, but
Israel is
when they
toast.
Try to take on Russia and China, one ICBM with 10 or more MIRV'd thermonuclear warheads will take out Israel.
Israel's going to be gone. And again, by the way, if you're in Israel and you're listening, and I had an anesthesiologist 4 months call me who actually took care of ISIS shooters in their hospitals in Israel. If they get injured, they go to an Israeli hospital. So you got to know.
Absolutely.
This isn't open to your damned opinion if you think Dr. Deagle's not right. This is ugly truth. Ugly truth.
One of the things, one of the artwork that I publish, and it's I have it on today's site, it's a guy standing in front of the White House with a sign that says fraud. And the caption is, remember that ISIS, the ISIS leader, Allah Bakr al-Baghdadi, is not really a radical Muslim, but a good Jewish boy, Simon Elliott, an Israeli actor, who is a well-trained Israeli Mossad agent. Remember also that ISIS is the creation of the Mossad and CIA, is funded by them in Saudi Arabia and Qatar, supplied through Turkey with its consent, and that ISIS, the ISIS radical troops were trained last year in Jordan by the U.S. Army and CIA.
I got a new tagline for you, Tim. ISIS is USIS. Do you like that?
Israeli,
I mean, if you're trying to sell ISIS, that'd be a good tagline. ISIS is USIS.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, Toys R Us. How about, like, Terrorists Are Us?
Israeli Secret Intelligence Service.
Yeah. Or, like, Toys R Us, how about Terrorists Are Us? How's that?
And see, here you have some poor 84-year-old Catholic priest in a small rural town saying morning mass, and two monsters come in and decapitate him during mass. And sure, that's going to piss everybody off in France. 90% of them are Catholic. Of course it is. I'm not even Catholic anymore. I'm Eastern Orthodox. It makes me mad as hell. But I also know that Holland and all of them are in on this. Right away, Holland, we're at all-out war with ISIS. So, you know, he's got the aircraft carrier.
Why are they not in camps?
Going out there,
they've already had enough terrorism. What's the point? If he can get all disheveled on camera and look really angry and do nothing, it's disgusting. How come after the Paris bombings and everything, they didn't gather all these damn Muslims together, put them in civil detention camps, separate the men into one camp and the women and the children in another, make sure they don't have any weapons, and then get the rail cars ready to get their butts out of there? and moved into a tent city where they're basically in a prison-type environment where they can't get out and come back. For example, out of military facility, you know, called, what do they call it there?
Gitmo.
Gitmo. They released a lot of these people under Obama to go back to the battlefield and kill Americans and Christians in the Middle East. You got to be kidding. No, under Obama, the fake Muslim, globalist, satanically energized, avatar, demonically possessed president, he actually did that, and these guys, these killers, went back to the battlefield and killed Americans.
It's anymore, everything's a fraud, everything's a lie.
Right.
And it's because Satan is the father of all liars.
Yeah, but we got it. Why are we putting up with their minions? Why do we put up with Obama? Why is he not impeached before he leaves office? Why do we even allow Hillary to run for office when we've seen the screw up she's done already?
Well, first off, unless the man can prove he really was an American citizen, he should be arrested. Multiple.
Yeah, but that's a minor thing compared to everything else.
He cashed paychecks every week or month as president, and he cashed paychecks as a U.S. senator. Every one of those paychecks ought to send him up the river for a long time.
Well, you know, even his Social Security number is a number of a dead person. You know that, right?
Yeah, from Connecticut, a dead old man from Connecticut. And he actually used several Social Security numbers, but none of which could be anywhere related to him.
We call him the Photoshop.
Everything about him is a fraud. But and the same with Hillary. Hillary is, as you have said all along, Hillary is demonically possessed. That's what this Russian Orthodox priest said. He said she shows
if you're a
all
Christian, your gut will churn when you get nearer. When I met her at Dakota Ridge High School back in January 2000, and because I have not only second voice but second sight, I didn't see a pantsuited, blank-faced, fairly plain-looking female and held her hand like it was a dead mackerel. I saw a 16-foot-8 Draco reptilian monstrosity that looked at me in terror because it knew damn well I could see it.
Well, when I shook her hand, it was a little bit different, and I guess I'll tell the whole story.
Yeah.
He was governor, and she was first lady of Arkansas, and they came to Evansoniana.
Right.
And the guy who's running for senator again, Evan Bayh and his wife, they were governor and first lady.
Right.
And it was out in the west side, and there was a little rope for the VIP section. Now, I know a lot of those people, but I wasn't invited as VIP because I wouldn't give them 2 cents under any circumstances.
Right.
But anyway, and this was, of course, years ago when first time he was running for president. I stepped across the little rope, and I went in there, and I was in line, and here comes Hillary. Hillary had a topless shirt on, and I saw myself looking at her bra, and I thought, well, I shouldn't be doing that. She's a married woman. And then I thought, well, her husband's going to, how can I put it on the air, mess with me for the next 4 years at least. I guess the least I can do is look at his wife's breast. And then he came through, and everybody is beaming, and he's beaming. They're all shaking his hand. Well, I'm standing there. I'm not beaming at all. And he immediately notices that. I mean, there's thousands of people around. He immediately notices that. The expression on his face immediately changes. He shakes my hand, and he goes to the person on the next side of me who is beaming, and then he starts beaming again. He's happy, you know. He's very, very perceptive.
Yeah, he's a perceptive social chameleon. He's not a social idiot like Hillary, who has zero personality. I mean, she has, on the personality scale, minus 4,000.
Her negatives are insane. Negatives. This is one thing that worries me, because I thought they were going to replace her with smiling idiot Joe Biden.
Right.
They haven't, and so I doubt that they will. But that tells me that they either plan on outright stealing the election, somehow canceling the election due to a third world war,
or having Barack Obama come back for a third term.
Donald Trump.
And or having a third term of a Barack Obama because Hillary implodes. They do something catastrophic, and there's no election, and they bring in a third term of Barack. That's what a possible...
not a term, what other...
But an extension, a military extension.
And the Supreme Court will go along with it because four of them are...
a national emergency, whatever.
And look, we have to take our country back. We don't have to put up with this crap. And
well, we have to be aware that they're going to pull it off, because it's not a matter of us being enraged or voted in advance. If we aren't prepared for what I believe is coming, which is going to be twisted, I mean, are we going to deal with a scenario of maybe Supreme Court?
Well, look, you look to Europe and see what's happening there right now, and you will see that the every day now, a couple events are happening. And when you go, when you have two monsters go into a rural Catholic church, and at morning mass during the week, and there might have been a half dozen people there. They were, I think, there were four. They took as hostages, and they go in and they slit the priest's throat.
Yeah, but remember,
during mass.
Bill Warner talks about the jihad of murder. It's the least of the bad things that they're doing, and the other things are much worse.
Memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Cancellation day from your levels of ignorance and complicity and gutlessness. I'm canceling them all. I'm canceling your desire to attack those who provide the news and truth, because we care for you, we love you, despite how you think about us. Because we're giving you the love of God that's not dependent on how you behave. Because God loves the sinner. He loves Hillary Clinton. He loves Barack Obama. He wants them to repent. And we need to pray for them, because our prayers for them will bring them either to repentance or judgment. And that's why I say we need to pray and pray, P-R-A-Y and P-R-E-Y. In other words, when we pray for those who oppress us, we bring grace to them, and we bring God's judgment to them as well.
should be more prayerful right now.
And I can tell you,
I get pretty, I'm pretty ticked off when I know that there's
but, you
know, a group
when
of
you're
people
ticked off,
that's
you
trying
say,
to destroy everything I hold dear, my nation, my people, my country, that my family has fought for since its inception, and Europe and the entire planet, and trying to destroy not millions but billions of human beings in the process. Because right. they're so demonically evil.
Think of it this perspective. I asked God to give me a vision of Barack Obama. And he showed me about a 10 or 12-year-old boy going to the apartment of his so-called biological father. This is what the story is anyway. And his so-called uncle, you know, his mother's father, his grandfather, was a CIA operative working with communists, including in Hawaii. And after Frank Marshall Davis showed him some pornography, he literally sodomized him. So you have to understand, these people, including the CIA, are all involved with the dark arts of Satanism, and etc. People have to understand that. When they watch, like, the X-Files and so on, there's also an exopolitics, exoplanetary, demonic side to things. My son just showed me a couple parts of a new show, which I don't want to watch anymore, called Stranger Things on one of these video networks. It's an original. It's like really weird. I don't recommend people watch it. He says, "Oh, you got to watch this." I'm thinking,
this is that a Netflix thing?
Netflix, yeah. Stranger Things, yeah. It's called. And it's written by some people who are obviously pretty damned evil, because it involves doing really bad things to children, doing really bad things involve secret agencies, and coming in and doing hits on people because children are escaping, that they've got numbers printed on their arm just like the Nazis did. You know, like this kid is, let's say, like a clone or something. So you have to understand what's going on in the world. It is so evil, your little mortal mind can't conceive of it, because from the moment you've been hatched, and I call them hatched, your parents, your teachers, your churches, your politicians, your educators have all lied to you. We're not lying to you. You're getting the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and it may make you sick to your stomach. It may make you want to vomit. It may make you angry as hell. But don't put your anger on us, because we care for you. We know that the first step in getting rid of detoxifying you of toxic ideas is to detoxify you with the truth. And the best way to give you the truth is not to convict you that you're an idiot, but to ask you, A-X-E, not A-S-K, questions that cut. Questions that force you step by step to pull into a new paradigm so you can change your mind once you realize the paradigm you had before was demonically possessed, determined to make sure you're unhealthy, you're kept in a state of spiritual virginity and never know the truth, don't understand how to serve the Most High God and how to bring peace to our world.
Folks, we're headed towards the Third World War and total disaster.
Yeah, right, and if we do have grace, by the way, if Trump gets in, remember Nineveh, they got 40 years of peace because the king wept in sackcloth and ashes. Trump is God's trump card, and if we get peace, we have to remember so we don't end up being Nineveh 40 years later, was destroyed by God because he just stopped repenting.
Get right with God.
Get right, or else.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening.